Hi-di-ho, everyone. My name's Mr. Fruit, and welcome back to the GG Over Easy podcast. I don't know. I just feel like we got to make like a radio intro. Yeah, this is the podcast for you.
Mr. Fruit and the boys.
This episode, Christmas-themed and conspiracy-themed. Why the odd combo? We don't know.
Both start with C. That's what we
what we're sticking with. Christmas, we talk about some of the holidays, rituals we do or whatnot, some gifts we've given, bad gifts perhaps. Not everybody's good at pretending to like a gift. I mean, come on, have at least a little decency. You know, they went to some measure.
I'll always pretend, just because I hate the awkwardness. Yeah, thanks.
So we talk a whole bunch about the holidays. Hope you all have safe holidays. Then we talk about some of our favorite conspiracies or ones that we think are plausible, somewhere in between. Juicy stuff there. Yep. And then we answer Patreon questions.
Why don't you catch these three C's? Christmas, conspiracy, and content.
Hey!
Like that?
Let's get some content. Enjoy the episode. Welcome back to this episode of the GG Over Easy podcast.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Echo.
We were recording Halo Customs the other day, and like Versus and Datto had their like little like echo.
Yeah, everyone has those cool little soundboards.
Yeah, and I was like, I don't, but I can do it in post, and I did it.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I was like, I figured you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I actually did go back and post, and then people were like, people commented. I was like, somebody noticed. It took me way more.
I mean, I didn't notice. I'm sorry.
Whatever. Not important. This episode, episode 19. As you can see. There's a tree. We got a tree. Christmas tree. Because this comes out the 22nd, I believe. So a couple days before Christmas. Yes. Press 1 in the chat if you want to see the tree, or press 2 if you want to see Rob. I think there's a lot of ones. You might just want to duck out of here.
You said 2 to see the tree.
No, 1 to see the tree. 2 to see Rob.
Oh, I was going to say there's going to be a lot of ones. But never mind. There's going to be way more twos. I mean, like.
You're just taking up the real estate, bro. Oh, here's my thing, too, okay? Christmas time, no white lights. I don't like white lights.
You don't
think they're overplayed. Like I want color lights, you know?
You don't think they're like...
I
can't. Well, because we didn't set up the cam for that. If we had the cam set up for that, I would have been down.
I mean, is that a hot take?
God, my back. Okay, we're good.
Still have my training bra on.
You don't like white lights? In the sense of what? Like
Christmas
tacky?
Lights. It just feels cold to me. Like, that's warm, you know?
See, like
that's a warm, cozy feeling.
Like, don't take this the wrong way.
I'm about to.
But, like, I like...
No offense,
I like the white lights more. I think white lights is, like, a cleaner kind of look. See, I look at that, and I think, like, 80s. I think, like, 80s and the 70s cold, they want their lights
back. That's me. It's just warm, and it makes me warm and fuzzy. White lights are, I don't know, just... cold.
Not a fan.
You know,
did your parents put up Christmas lights as a kid?
When I was really young, they kind of gave up because it was really just my dad doing it.
Yeah.
When I was young, they got into it.
Oh, like, really?
When we lived in Florida, they like my mom hand painted and made these huge off like plywood almost. She drew this huge Santa train, like animated train. It was like 10 feet long. And she would put it up like you prop it up in the lawn.
Uh-huh.
And she painted on it like Santa, the reindeer, like a whole train.
That's cool.
Yeah. And did all this like super.
Does she still have that?
No.
Oh.
Like super detailed. She's a great artist. She put that up there and like lights on them. And then we'd string our trees with lights. And we used to go out. And then.
My parents.
After like a couple of years, they're like, all right, we're over it.
My parents never really put up lights. My parents do this thing now. You know, have you ever seen like the projector lights that they like to put on? It's like literally just a projector of like lights and supposed to make your house look like it has lights on it. It looks terrible.
Yeah, no.
They look so bad. My parents are like, look. I'm like, sweet. I don't even think they put it up this year. I think they're just over it.
I think at that point it'd be better to just not do anything. If you're going to try something lazily to get away with something like that, it's going to look bad enough that you just shouldn't.
Are you ever going to put lights up on this house?
Myself, probably not.
No.
If someone wants to do it for me, sure.
Yeah, sure.
But well, we got some lights, but they were too long to like string around like
a tree.
No, like the
doorknob,
stairway, and
railway.
Yeah, whatever.
Handrail.
Like on a little patio. Handrail. Yes, around the handrail. Yeah. It was too long though, so we took it back. But we're probably gonna look into something else. But we need an equalizer before we continue on this podcast. Blue Christmas lights, white or colored?
Why would you have white Christmas lights?
That's, he's, when he says white, it's like a nice
get destroyed.
Like a nice white, like a nice gold. You know what I mean?
No, no. If you don't have green and green and red Christmas lights or any type of colors, you're doing Christmas wrong. And I'm sorry, but that's actually factual. It's the law. I don't make the law, so sorry.
Order.
Did your parents put up Christmas lights blue or just not?
Absolutely.
Christmas is
gigantic. In Mexican families, that's basically our Super Bowl.
You guys have a lot of Super Bowl. What about, okay, if that's Super Bowl though, what's Dia de Muertos? Is that like,
that's not Super Bowl? You don't joke about Dia de los Muertos, dude. That's we're respecting the people that have passed and celebrating them. That's not a Super Bowl. It's not a commercial activity.
I meant like tier list, but I was talking like a tier list.
Oh, Super Bowl, you mean like tier list?
Yeah, like tier list is high.
Christmas still stay undefeated.
Oh, wow. Okay. So it's huge then. Okay.
It's still, I mean, Day of the Dead is still S tier, but like Christmas is like.
This was your S tier holiday, right?
I do like Christmas.
This was your S tier.
Christmas is the best.
This is my like B, A tier. Like,
yeah, whatever. You're a B or A tier.
I just don't like Christmas music.
Yeah, if you're a Smash Fighter dude, you're like C tier.
Oh my God. Because of Christmas music. That's the easiest, that's the lamest cop out of not liking Christmas is, oh, the music. Shut up.
I just don't like Christmas music, man.
So the music is going to drop it down to your
Wham, Last Christmas I Gave You My Heart. That's it.
Do you drop Halloween down a tier because it's like, ooh, spooky, scary, scary.
No.
Oh,
there you go. You got it now. You're starting to get there now.
Or no, what's that like? That alien, like the like that weird meme alien.
He just
comes out like,
yeah, that shit's funny.
So stupid. I just watched some super high quality meme. Somebody bothered to do that of. What was it?
Oh, when it was Leviathan, the raid, and it was supposed to be.
I think it was a Destiny
51s.
Yeah, because like they 3D modeled and animated like a Titan Kakis. Doing it or something.
Rick Kakis.
Yeah, something like that. But I was like, someone took a lot of time to do that. Impressive. Anyway, it's a good thing we have three people on the podcast because just like that, Blue's the equalizer. You know, if we're split, we have a person that can you put it one way or the other,
like,
you know?
Like if I ever lay up Christmas lights
get
on my
third
house,
wheel to break it.
White lights. mine will have white lights. They won't be colored. Because it's like a clean, like, ooh, okay, like, that's nice. No. That's a nice look.
Yeah, but they're like, it feels lifeless and cold, but they're like, yeah, but like, you're the Grinch.
I'm the Grinch?
Yeah.
Somebody made a really funny pic on the Reddit.
Oh, and yeah.
It was like the Grinch. Me as the Grinch.
And it was little puppy Olive as the reindeer. Yeah.
God, so cute. I forgot how like little cute she was when she was a little
so
puppy.
Tiny.
She still is cute. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. Whoop.
Yeah.
Watch it. Episode 19, though. Welcome back. This is going to be a mix of some Christmas festivities just because of the date it's falling on. Makes sense.
Yeah.
Maybe share some memories or something. And because it has nothing to do with Christmas, conspiracies. I don't really know how Christmas... Maybe Christmas is a conspiracy.
I mean, it is. It's a conspiracy to get you to spend money commercially.
Also, it's not fair. You're like, you know when you're going to edit and you're looking at the thing. So like... Okay, fine. You're going to edit me right now.
Yeah.
Now I'm looking at the camera.
Well, when you look at it, I still do it. But you always just just make eye contact with me. That's what I've noticed.
It's rude.
You just make eye contact.
Yeah, Rob's just like.
Well, I always just like make eye. I just, it's a habit now at this point. What's up?
Yeah, I'm right here. I'm like, this, whatever, dude.
See, and then I cut to
when
you.
Blue's talking. No, I don't. Feels weird.
When Blue's talking?
Yeah. Sarah just doesn't.
Yeah, it's hard. I kind of just focus on the knife or the spoon. Sometimes I'm focusing on this door thing right now. Not focusing, but more so fidgeting.
Yeah.
And just looking out into space.
Remember that?
Listening.
That fidget cube? You ever see that? It was like a fidget Kickstarter cube. Thing. Uh-huh. Yeah, I bought it.
Oh, it like where it bucks. Had like one where that was like thing, and then another one was.
It works. I don't know where it is.
Obviously, it didn't work then.
Well, but like, it what? Like, it'd sit there, and you'd have like, there's like a light switch on, like, that was fun. Or you had one, and you could push like a little button. You had another one that you like circle around. It was fun.
Like when you press tab really fast.
This insane pace. So anyway, welcome. Let's start with some Christmas.
Christmas.
Wait, before we do that, We got an ad review to read. Why do I always call it that?
What are we paying these guys?
No.
You need to tell me some? I thought these were genuine. Are you paying them under the table?
Man, I always just say we need an ad review, which doesn't even make any sense.
Let me pull up an ad. You got me saying it. No, it's not my fault. That's like saying, like, don't think about purple elephants. And then you're like, now you're thinking purple elephants. It's not my fault.
Or it's like when people are like, don't think about breathing manually. Because now, like, now you're like conscious of how you're breathing. So
wait,
now.
Speaking of conspiracies, was it you who told me this? Where like when you're searching an Apple podcast, if you search the Joe Rogan podcast, you're the one that told me this?
I don't think so.
Maybe. Like, watch, ready? Joe. Oh, there it is. Okay, that's not fair. For some reason, it works on mine. But apparently for some people, Joe Rogan's literally like the biggest podcast.
Yeah.
And you can go on Apple Podcasts and search it. Like Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
And it won't show up in like recommended. And people thinking it's because I think it's a conspiracy because of the people he has on. He has people from all different sides, you know, political parties and stuff. And maybe too because it's so explicitive rated. I don't know what you would call that.
Let's see. Joe Rogan. Yeah, I see it.
No. When you're like the autofill though.
Oh.
But now it's probably in your search thing. That's the problem because it wasn't mine. Well, it's not really important.
My first one is Joel Olstein.
Yeah. Not Joe? Seriously. The biggest podcast? Anyway, doesn't matter. Ours is the best though. 5 stars. 1.8K ratings. Let's bump those up.
1.5K? How about 8.5K?
1.8.
Oh, 1.8. Let's get the 2K. Come on. It's the holiday season.
Yeah, come on.
We out here.
The time of giving. 8-star reviews.
All right, let's see some of these reviews.
If you haven't done it, it's the holiday season. You know, Blue's really sad and he would like a review for Christmas.
I didn't read this. I didn't scan this. So we're just going with it.
Oh, God.
We're going right in. Growing up with fruit from We Yummy. 5 stars. Of course.
Easily.
We paid him to do that, right? That's the ad read.
I mean, I'm not reading any ads that don't have 5 stars. I'm just going to be real.
It's like nice 1-star review here. For my 14th birthday, I got Destiny as a present and somehow managed to get Lord High Fixer the same day. Curious to see if it was any good, I searched for it on YouTube and somehow managed to find a video of an awkward teenager who couldn't hit his shots reviewing it.
You were not a teenager.
Hit my shots. Come on now.
I didn't even hear that part. I was just like, he wasn't a teenager.
I have no clue why it resonated with me, but for some reason I subbed. Fast forward a year, Mr. Fruit did my Dream Team Challenge, the Civil War cosplay. And ever since then, I've been hooked. Now I buy merch, watch videos, and listen to podcasts while I work out. It's crazy to think that a raspy-voiced teenager...
Raspy voice?
And still a teenager.
I have the raspy voice.
I was 20 or...
I was going to say, we were...
21 when I...
Maybe you were 19.
No.
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 20?
20.
Freshman 20. Year. No, when did you start with? It was my sophomore year. Sophomore. No,
I was 20.
Yeah, because I was at the apartments on...
But anyway, it's crazy to think that a... amazingly well-voiced not teenager would have that impact on my life or be the successful. Maybe I should drop out of college too. Thank you. Appreciate you being a stan. I'm not a teenager. I wasn't a teenager.
You also didn't have a raspy voice. Yeah, like, I don't...
Hey there, kids.
Hi-dee-ho.
Hi-dee-ho.
If we're talking raspy voice, I used to hate hearing... I mean, I still do. Yeah. Like
sitting over here, bro, is rough.
I've just gotten kind of used to it, that like with my voice. I never thought I sounded so like high and raspy ever until we started recording and stuff. So I think I sound raspy. Maybe hopefully he's talking about me. You were always kind of...
Blue's probably always been like, oh, wait, no, you thought you had a weird voice, didn't you, Blue? You didn't like your voice.
I have never liked my voice and I never will like my voice.
What?
Even
like,
on recordings?
No, I hate my voice.
What? But you have so many people who are like, your voice is amazing.
Yeah.
And it's still, great, it doesn't.
But that
doesn't
certainly didn't help growing up when people didn't think that.
Really? Well, you got made fun of?
Oh, absolutely.
For your voice?
If you guys saw me and you heard my voice, you wouldn't put two and two together.
I mean, I've never.
Listen, point me the way, dude. Hey, I'll stand up for you.
I'm a Blue West Coast stan.
I mean, honestly, though, like.
You're right. Yeah.
You wouldn't put my voice with what I look like, would you?
No. If you want me to be honest, no.
Not at all.
I mean,
and then you hear me, it's like, what?
I feel like most
the same with Shark though too. Like, I don't think Shark's voice like matches his.
Most of the time though, I feel like if you hear a voice before you see someone, you almost always have the wrong idea. Like Donkey.
Yeah.
That is a voice.
Well, that's a voice that
I
was
like, I always have people saying, like, I always expected you to be, like, way bigger. And I'm like, what? From your voice.
What does that even mean?
Exactly. Yeah. I always say, like, oh, this is my first time in your stream. I never expected you to look like this.
Bigger, like, taller? Or
I don't know. Well, I think
that doesn't even affect
I'm,
your vocal
I think
cords.
Because I'm, like, angry or something like that, they just assume that I'm just an angry person all the time. But I'm not.
But that doesn't even affect vocal cords, you know?
Tell me about it, dude. I have it, people come to my chat and just tell me the weirdest things all the time. And that's one of them, is that just, I never expected you to look like this. What did you expect me to look like then?
Better? What does that even mean?
Maybe worse, hopefully.
Yeah, I've had a lot of people be like, no, it's not doing it.
White guy in glasses.
So, yeah, so many people are... I kind of got self-conscious for a while. Some people are like, it looks like you have a fake nose. Because of how my glasses outline it.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, it looks like you have, like, you wear those fake, like, glasses with the big nose.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, my nose isn't big. It's not. What are you talking about?
And then you're, like, looking into the camera. Like,
yeah, I got real self-conscious. And then if you look long enough, I'm like, maybe they're right.
Yeah, dude.
Wait a minute. But that does bring me to a point, which eventually we'll get to Christmas, I swear. Just because we're talking about voices. And I can explicitly, I think that's the right way to use that word. Anyway.
Yeah.
I can remember the time I realized that what I hear of my voice isn't what other people hear. Do you remember when you noticed that, or you just kind of knew? Or
I think I noticed it when we first started, like, recording a video. Like, I think when
oh,
I
so said, that late.
Yeah. Well, I guess I didn't really, like, listen to, like, my voice that way. But, like, when the Dream Team was popular and people were hearing my voice, and I was, like, able to, like, okay, people are hearing me, and, like, now I'm, like, really listening to me, and, like, I hated it. Like, I think that Monsters University, like, I'm trying to, like, be, it's weird. I hate it. I hate that video. I mean, I love it because it's, like, us and stuff like that, but, like, I just hate it. Like, the Monsters University, I cringe, man.
Monsters University.
I cringe, man. I cringe.
What about you, Blue? Was there a moment that you realized that the voice you hear isn't what other people hear?
No, I've never had that moment.
Really? Did you just know, or it maybe just happened, you didn't really take notice?
No, it never happened.
Oh.
I just hate my voice.
Still.
For me,
there's
it
never
was...
been a moment where I was like, oh, that's what people... No, I don't
that's
see what people hear in my voice.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think that's when I, like, got mad and throwing the Hawkmoon Rage and stuff like that, because I'd always, like, yell on the soccer field and be, like, a little bastard on that field and, like, just be mean and then just yell. So I think, like, once I started hearing, like, me rage on video games, like, actually hearing it, I was like,
but, like, you knew that, like, what you hear isn't what other people hear, right?
What do you mean by that? Like,
well, like,
so what I'm hearing right now, you've interpreted it different than, like, I do.
He's saying if you've ever had that moment where, like, so you hear yourself every day, right? And it's,
yes,
like, God, my voice sucks.
Yes.
But then, like, you watch a recording back and you hear a moment where you're like, oh, I can see why people perceive me as this person and not this person.
It's like, if we never had video cameras, right? The only you would know is you in a mirror.
Yeah.
But that's not an accurate picture of you, right? And I forget the exact specifics, but because of we never hear ourselves the right way, because of, like, the reverberations in our head and then the way it comes out in our ear canals and everything, like, we hear a different voice than everyone else.
You're messing me up right now.
So, like, Fruit his whole life has probably been like, oh, I just have an oral voice. But, like, at one point, Fruit was like, oh, my God, people really do think I have, like, a sexual deep voice, don't they?
Everyone just hears, like, you think you just are talking, like, Heidi Ho,
chalk on nails.
And then one day you realize it's really Heidi Ho. I'm here to take your girlfriends.
Maybe that's why people like ASMR and stuff, because they hear something that I don't know.
I remember that was fifth grade. Because, like, before then, I never realized.
Cam Post? Or
yeah, maybe.
Florida.
Yeah, it would have been here.
Yeah.
We were doing some, I had to do a video or something. I don't know. We did something for, like, a. Some school event.
Wonder if I was there yet.
Maybe.
I came in second semester.
We were, but we were in the auditorium and they played the video. And I'm sitting there and I'm in it. Like, it's like a skit thing. And I'm I go, I sound weird. I was like, why do I sound weird, guys? I was like, what do you mean? That's just you. I'm like, what? And that's when I realized, wait a minute. They don't hear what I hear. Like, that's my voice.
Yeah.
But that's not what, and I hated it.
Yeah.
I hated it first. That was also before I hit puberty, so it could have been real bad. I don't remember.
Yeah.
But
you just had a super high voice.
I wish I could say I've had that moment. I haven't. I will say I definitely know over time. I definitely have a unique voice.
Yeah, for sure. It's
definitely not a voice you hear every day.
But I think that's what makes it special.
That's great, but I played it.
That's fair. There's nothing really you can, you like, that's only something you can do. Like, some people are like, oh, well, your voice is great, but like you said, like,
yeah, my voice is terrible.
That doesn't change your opinion. You're like, yeah, well, I still hate it.
Yeah, I hate mine.
Yeah, that's great.
Like, I think I remember, like, listening to the Monsters University. I think I took that take, like, maybe 9 or 10 times because I just couldn't get past the fact that I just sounded so dumb.
See, like, what you hear right now is what your voice sounds like, but that's because you're talking in the mic and
yeah,
getting
and
the
it's
feedback.
Picking it up, yeah.
If you didn't have the headphones on, you listen to yourself. That's not what you sound like.
Weird.
I know.
You're freaking me out.
Well, that's why in fifth grade, it blew my mind. I was like, what? Because I never, like, heard wait, myself before. I was like, I, like, distinctly remember being like, that's not me. I don't sound like, do I sound like that?
You're like, yeah, dude.
It just blew my mind.
Yeah, you sound like a pterodactyl.
Yeah, they're like, yeah, it's terrible. Anyway, Christmas.
What about it?
somebody, I threw the snowball. Now somebody let it tumble.
Christmas, dude. I don't know what I'm getting anybody this year for Christmas.
Let's talk about traditions.
Okay.
We'll start there.
Tradition.
Does your family have a tradition? And if so, what is it? Around the holidays. It doesn't have to be specifically on Christmas. Maybe just around the holiday season.
My family, we open up presents on Christmas Eve night.
I know a lot of families
do. We don't open up presents Christmas morning.
Now, why is that?
I don't know. I think it was more so because my parents were divorced and my dad worked nights. So I think he... I don't know. I think it had something to do with that. I think it was just easier for us to do it. It may be also like a Catholic thing, I think he's told me every now and then. But I don't really know that either. But that's pretty much the only one that I can really think about. We used to play the Home Alone 2 soundtrack a lot. But then that's when like CDs were a thing. And that, like the
CDs Omega Low.
The CD got scratched. So I like one part. It was like, you're doing the do. And then it was just like, oh, well, press back. And then you'd only get to like two minutes, 45 into the song before it started doing that the exact same part. So you just do it every time. And it was like the only song that worked because we just treated that thing like crap. Like the disc had so many scratches on it. And then we'd do the toothpaste trick.
Yeah.
Never worked ever.
I remember being told that. Tried on like a PS2 game, made it 20 times worse. I'm like, oh my God. Dude, and just came on.
That reminds me. Did you ever on your Xbox, when it would like slide over and it would literally go, it would have the perfect circle scratch and it would literally mess your disc up. I remember I had to go buy a new, I had to go convince my parents somehow to go buy me a new Halo 3 copy. Cause I remember I tried to trade it in and the GameStop guy was like, yeah, right, kid. And I was like, no. So I had to convince my dad.
Okay. So not any real traditions.
No, not Blue, really.
What about you and your household? Did you ever have any sort of a tradition around the holiday?
I mean, nothing out of the ordinary. I wouldn't say there was like a tradition that we ever...
I'm saying we have dinner. Like
We have people over. A lot of people over.
We never have people over. It's bam.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I can guarantee you every single Mexican or Hispanic person watching will tell you every single family gathering... Maybe not all of them, but Christmas specifically is always just literally every side of your family at one house.
That's crazy.
I've never had like a big Christmas gathering ever.
I can't say there's a tradition, but I guess the only tradition is that there's a lot shit ton of people at our house. That's about it.
And then they go, "What do you do?"
You know, like
when you watch
football.
Mijo, you play on the computer? What? You draw? No, I have computer issues. You want to? Oh my god, I don't want to help you with the computer issues.
That reminds me. My grandma. She's raised in Colombia. Moved to the United States when she was about like in her 40s, and. She barely speaks like a lick of English, and she comes to my graduation from high school. And at that point, I wanted to be like a computer programmer or like just something with computer sciences. Just shooting for the stars. Just knew I couldn't do it, and that as soon as I got to school, I was going to change. But I was telling my family, "He's like, yeah, computer science."
Like, oh wow,
yeah, like wow, you're going to code and stuff. I'm like, yeah, it's going to be pretty easy.
It's going to be pretty easy.
And my grandma Fia, like, she comes up and she goes, "Your dad told me you want to be like a computer. computer guy. And I was like, yeah, Thea, like, that's going to be great. And she goes, just don't be a hooker. And I was like, what was that? And she's like, just don't be a hooker. And I was like, one more time. And she's like, don't be a hooker. And I was like, all right, Thea. And then, she, like, walks away. And I walked my dad. I was like, what the hell did you tell Thea? I was like, she just told me she doesn't want me to be a hooker. He's like, what? So he goes up to his mom to, like, talk to her. And they speak in Spanish. And he comes back to me. He goes, she's talking about a computer hacker. Yeah, she didn't want me to be a computer hacker. So I was like, oh, God, Thea, bless your heart, man.
Close enough. Yeah. You should have been like, you can't tell me what I do with my body. If I want to sell it, well, my God, I'm going to sell it. That's the first thing
she said. Just don't be a hooker. I was like, Thea, wow. I was like, you just tell your, like, 18. I was like, you told every other grandkid this, like, when they graduated high school? Like, you waited? Yeah. You waited. Here are the rules.
Just don't be a hooker.
Do you have any family traditions?
Well,
you explained the Christmas movie one.
But... yeah. I would say we have no presents or anything under the tree.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Really?
Nothing. And then the night before, we have, like, Christmas Eve dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And we all go to bed. We have to go to bed early. And then we wake up at, like, 4 a.m., mm-hmm. me and my brothers. We go. We watch A Christmas Story. As soon as that's done, it's about 6:30. Usually about 6:30 because there's commercials. And then go up to our parents, wake up our parents. It takes them about 30 minutes. So we're opening presents at 7. And then all the presents, what we do is when we come down at 4 o'clock, all the 4 presents.
4 a.m.?
Yeah.
That's ridiculous, yeah. Bro.
That's ridiculous. Fuck that.
Yeah. If I woke up my parents at 4 a.m.
No. Just me and my brothers. We don't wake my parents up until like 6:37.
Oh, okay.
We watch the movie first. So me and my brothers go down, and all the presents are under the tree now.
Oozy.
And the thing is, my parents had a labeling system, so you didn't know whose gift was who.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So like this Christmas, it would be like A1, B1. C1.
Uh-huh. I like
A2,
that.
A2, B2. So you never knew.
You couldn't like shake and be like, oh, this one's mine. Yeah. Oh, it's a big one.
So you'd just be like, you'd see a huge one. It'd be like D7. You're like, oh, who's D? I don't know.
Yeah.
And then you like look at the other gifts. Well, like, this is D2. So you just go around like just trying to figure
out. Destiny 2.
Yeah.
Your parents knew.
MMO. Yeah. So you just go around so you could like never know. That was kind of fun.
I like that. I'm gonna adopt that.
Can you steal that?
That's mine now.
That's mine now. And then we watch the movie. Get our parents. They come down. Then we unwrap gifts and we all go like at a time. So my mom would know. So she go, okay, you're 8A. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, you're 8. And like, this is like 9A and this is 10A. And so you all open up your gifts at once.
Oh, like in a row, like at.
They're like, yeah. So let's say we got 7 gifts. Mm-hmm. They'd be titled like 1 through 7.
Oh, okay.
And then one, you each person gets the mm-hmm. one
mm-hmm.
and you all open yours at once. And mm-hmm. then you get the 2s. So you go through your gifts like that.
Do you
and
still usually, do that?
We don't do gifts anymore. Oh, okay. We do a white elephant or a Secret Santa.
Oh.
So we just get like one gift for somebody. We just do Secret Santa with the family.
Did your family listen to the podcast?
Yeah.
Okay. I was gonna.
I can't
ask,
say who.
I was gonna say yeah. like. Can you tell me yeah. who you got?
But so that's what we used to do. And then they would always save like the big present for like the last.
The family like gift kind of. The PS2.
Yeah, the PS2. Well, that one, we didn't think we got anything. They hid it in the fireplace.
Oh.
They're like, wait, I think there's one thing left in the fireplace.
And you're like, oh. You're like GameCube.
Yeah, I'm like GameCube, PS2, no.
And I bet Dylan and everyone else.
They were psyched. Yeah, they wanted the PlayStation. I wanted the GameCube. In hindsight, it's better we got the PS2, but I was salty at the time.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's how we would open the gifts, and then then we'd get stockings, and they'd usually have like candy,
just and like maybe some like stuffers.
Yeah, little socks. Last minute stuff,
underwear.
These days it's just like gift cards, mm-hmm. just like you know,
yeah, $25 Burger King yeah. gift card,
yeah, Buffalo Wild Wings, sure, I don't know. Go there.
Your Christmas sounds so cozy and happy. Mine was me sitting in my room playing Pokemon Yellow until it was time for gifts and food.
Well, mine was double presents because my parents were divorced. So I was like, double presents, which in reality is probably not double presents. They probably just like communicate and like yeah. figure it out. But as a kid, I was like, you guys are like not being. So I got to like do 2 Christmases of like double presents.
I mean, okay.
That's how I took it, but it was probably not the case at all.
But yeah, that. And then we would have some sort of lunch. Usually, I think she would cook like a breakfast, but then lunch is usually leftovers because she would cook a big like mm-hmm. Christmas Eve dinner, leftovers for lunch, and then we go to the movie theaters and we do doubleheader.
Oh, go Dubs.
Mm-hmm.
On just whatever movies are out?
Mm-hmm. Every Christmas.
What's the last one you guys did last Christmas?
Oh, geez. I don't remember.
What was out?
I think Last Jedi? I think it was some Mark Wahlberg movie about foster kids.
Oh, Sydney really wanted to see that.
That one, and can't remember what the other one is.
I heard the Mark Wahlberg one was actually pretty good, though.
It was pretty good.
Yeah, it's a good, good
movie. It was a feels movie. But yeah, we do doubleheaders. Like I remember one year, like it was Frozen 2 and Secret Life of Walter Mitty. That was doubleheader for mm-hmm. that time. I fell asleep during Frozen. But it was a really cool movie theater. I've never been back there. I need to figure out where it was. But it had like the double-decker seats.
Oh.
Like a whole other floor.
Oh.
Yeah. And whoa. It was also before movies did a whole bunch of like food service. So mm-hmm. at that time, you could get like food brought mm-hmm. to your place and stuff. It was super dope.
Yeah.
Now that's like pretty commonplace.
It's very common. Like, I'm not going to a movie theater if they don't
like,
have that.
Like Alamo Draft Houses. Those are everyone. Oh, like stuff like that.
I would love an Alamo Draft House.
We have one here.
Like in Denver?
Yeah.
Like, but like I'm talking like in like, is that when you go to that's Alamo Draft House, you're supposed, like, we're going, you're supposed to like we're drink and stuff. House.
Yeah.
And get like I'm fucked down. Up. And I'm not going. And most of the times I just go to a movie by myself. I'm not going to be driving. So it's
I would
like
go
I
with you,
Uber.
But apparently you don't want to see movies with me.
It's not that I don't want to see movies with you. It's just like going to see a movie with like your homie. Like, I don't know. I always just went with my, like with your girlfriend. Like
I go with my friends all the time. I guess, it's only weird if you make it weird. I just never and you did. Make it weird. I heard that. I was like,
yeah, we were very offended.
Yeah,
we were very offended.
We went to go see Knives Out.
I loved it.
And
I'm saving it though.
And
I didn't love it. I didn't love it. It was okay.
Did you hate it? Maybe you committed. Yeah, actually, I didn't. It wasn't it was okay. Anyway, we go there and he's like, yeah, I wouldn't see this with you unless it was for the podcast. I was like, what? He's like, yeah, I just like.
I didn't mean it to come off that way.
But he's like, I just won't see movies. Like, I just don't do that. I'm like, what?
I don't. Before like I met Sydney, I had never gone to like the movies by like ever.
That's weird.
I guess so.
I always go by myself or if I can, some friends.
Well, you made me feel good about movies going by yourself because you said something
literally
that always
place
like
to be yourself.
Exactly. Yeah. Like it's the one place where you're supposed to go and not talk, not converse, not like talk to your neighbor and like just to absorb content.
I don't know when that stigma like came about, but it's weird.
It's true though.
But so you shouldn't feel weird. And if you want to see movies, feel free to, but you know, we're never going to get an invite apparently. But anyway, yeah, so we'd see doubleheaders and then come back leftovers again for dinner. And that would be Christmas. And then usually we'd come back and then you play with whatever presents you got. Or
What's the last year you got presents?
5-6 years ago, I don't know.
Yeah,
like pretty much when I moved out, okay. Like in high school, and even then, like it got like less and less. Yeah, mm-hmm. Like I haven't gotten a birthday gift since I was 16. Oh. Yeah, they stopped.
Yeah,
but I can totally understand why they do.
Yeah, I mean, it's like with the Tooth Fairy.
Yeah, but the Secret Santa thing we do now is fun. Makes it a lot easier too because you're only buying for one person.
Do you have a budget?
Mm-hmm. I break it every time.
$5 budget.
Well, okay. So story time real quick.
Are you like Michael Scott in The Office when like it's like $30 and he buys somebody like an iPhone, like the new iPod and it's like $500?
Okay, so we have $100 budget, right?
Uh-huh.
Last year, I had my brother. He had a $400 gift.
Oh my God. So you are like Michael.
Now, originally, I didn't think it'd be this much, but I was like, oh, I have the perfect gift idea. And I looked it up.
Uh-huh.
Jesus, why is this so expensive?
What is it?
It's that like the, you know, like Sonic Ice?
Sonic Ice.
Yeah, like the, like they have little pebbles. Like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, like canes has and stuff.
I was thinking like the hedgehog song.
Oh, no. Like, yeah, the drive-thru song.
Yeah.
Like that ice.
Love that ice.
Yeah.
My favorite.
So you can get an ice maker that makes just that kind of ice.
$400.
Yeah.
Wow.
I thought it might be 150 to 200. Yeah, I was like, it might push it to 200. I was like, 400 something. I was like, Jesus. But I was like, this is a perfect gift. Like, he loves that ice. He'll go to Sonic or places that, like, just to get the ice and eat it. I was like, he's going to love this.
Yeah.
So I get the gift. And it's his time to open it. And he's just like, huh. Hey, he just opens it up and he goes, huh.
Oh.
Oh, that's... It's a ice maker.
Oh.
Yeah, and he's kind of
not
like,
really what you're looking for.
Yeah, and he's like, thanks.
Oh.
And I was like,
that was so awkward.
I was so excited to give that to him. And the thing too is he goes, you know, we could probably put this in the office because he works in my dad's office. He's like, yeah, let me just take this gift and put it in my dad's office.
Oh my God.
I was like,
did you tell him it was from you?
Yeah. Well, and then he's like, so who was it? I was like, me. It's so crestfallen.
Was everybody else like, whoa, when they opened their gifts? Like, wow.
He couldn't even fake it well. Like, just fake it. That's all I needed.
Yeah.
But now he I could clearly tell, and then he didn't. Because
like, there's that feeling when you do get a gift for somebody, you're really nervous. Like, you're like, oh, I hope they like this.
Because I thought, well, the thing too is like, it was super personal. Like, it wasn't just super generic.
Yeah. So he didn't like connect the dots. Like, oh, I love this ice. Like, I'm going to eat this.
This is nice, man. Plus, he was also, I think, like moving into an apartment too. I was like, yeah, it'll be.
Oh, perfect. Yeah,
no.
I wonder, do you put
it's
it
in my parents' office?
I was going to ask.
Yep. So, yeah.
That was man. So I guess you have given a bad gift.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever given a bad gift. I'm pretty good with gifts.
I thought it was a good gift. But
this is a good gift. The gift you got me for my birthday was sick. The Zenitsu mouse pad, yeah. That was sick.
My man. But see, sometimes that's like Claire, for instance, like she says I'm super hard to shop for. I don't think, like, because she's like, you already buy the video games you want or like all that kind of stuff.
Well, that's not like what you want.
Yeah, but like, I was like, the more meaningful gifts are like personal ones.
Yeah.
Like that, like the Zenitsu mouse pad.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like that cost me $400.
Exactly.
But like, it's
but you
like,
know, I connect with it.
Yeah, it's for you.
I like that.
Yeah, it's more like that's just like this gift. I thought of you when I got it, not just like
yeah. It's like that gift. I think I had that problem because Claire was like, "What are you getting Christian for his birthday?" This is like when you guys were still in college. I got you that
Heisenberg?
Breaking Rag Heisenberg thing.
He's around here somewhere.
Wow! Anyways. Wow! You regifted it.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that thing I gave that away.
I gave that to Secret Santa. You're like, I gave a Heisenberg doll. I'm like,
wait a second.
Have you ever re-gifted anything?
No.
I haven't either.
Wait. I have a funny... I actually... This was like, I was... Was this... Had to be in Florida. I was 8 or 9, I think. No, I don't even... It doesn't really matter. It was around the time Star Wars Battlefront 2 released.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going to this kid's birthday party. And so we were there, and I was about to get dropped off. And mom's like, what are we going to get him? And I was like, I think he has a PS2. He's going to love Star Wars Battlefront 2. So we get him Battlefront 2. But I knew he had it.
Oh.
We didn't.
You're such a bad.
Yeah, I was terrible. So we go there, and he gets it. And he goes, oh, there's like, oh, you already have that one. I was like, yeah, darn. I was like, well, I don't. I dig it.
And it was your gift?
Yeah. And so that's how I got Battlefront 2.
And everyone was like, all right, here, yeah.
Yeah. Because he's like, yeah, I don't have it anyway. And like the parents were like, oh, we'll just have to give it away. My mom wasn't there.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm a little mastermind.
So like, you like put it under when you got back. She's like, did he like his gift? And like, he loved
it.
Yeah,
it was, oh my God. He's never going to stop playing it.
Christian, when did you get this new game?
Oh, what?
I don't know, mom. Listen to this ad instead.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Ever tried to break a bad habit and felt like you're climbing Everest in flip-flops? Yeah, we've all been there too. But here's a breath of fresh air. Fume. It's not about giving up, it's about switching it up. Fume takes your bad habit and simply makes it better, healthier, and a whole lot more enjoyable. Fume is an innovative, award-winning, flavored air device that does just that. Instead of vapor, Fume uses flavored air. Instead of electronics,
Fume is completely natural, and instead of harmful chemicals, Fume uses delicious flavors. I love how this thing looks. It's beautiful and real wood. The shape of it is so cool, and I look cool using it. So if you want to be like me and break your bad habit, start the year off right with the good habit by trying fume.com/GG and getting the journey pack today. Fume is giving listeners of the show 10% off whenever they use the code GG to help make starting the good habit that much easier. So make sure you guys check it out in the description. Try fume.com/GG.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
And welcome back to the GG Over Easy Christmas Edition. Blue, have you ever given a bad gift?
Not that I know of. Like, maybe I have, but I just don't know it.
Well, then kudos to the people you gave it to.
Yeah, they were able to fake it well.
No one's ever, like, been like, oh, thank you so much. Like, oh. I don't think I've ever...
Oh, you got to be usually, a certain kind of person.
Usually when I do gifts...
That's true.
Usually when I do gifts, I do them big. I don't just get a gift and then it's just like, oh, here's a gift. Like, yeah. If I do a gift, I try to make it as important as possible.
Yeah. When I do a gift, I normally always kind of overshoot and like not go with something personal or something like that. I normally just shoot for the stars, which
Yeah. Dang
something. But sometimes
I don't get to give gifts very often. So when I do, I just try to make
them. True. Not anymore. Cut the hand. Are we talking about conspiracies or just Christmas?
we can segue if you want.
Let's segue before I get sad.
Okay. And conspiracies.
Oh, a great transition.
Yeah, they both start with C's. What more could you ask for?
They do both have S's as well.
Okay, so conspiracies. What is your favorite or the one you think is most plausible? Either or. Doesn't really matter.
Okay. My conspiracy is more so not like based, like it has no facts behind it.
It's not very realistic.
Never been exposed or anything like that. But
I
think it's a thing. So, you know, like that U23 thing where like you literally like
me 23.
Yeah. You like swab your mouth and then like you give these people your DNA and they're like, you're 80% American. And then you're like, wow, that was sick. Like, this was amazing. They take that DNA and they either like make clones of you or they use that or like insurance companies like use that those people to like figure out like if they have like any conditions or like anything like that. I think they like sell that kind of information to insurance companies.
Well, that actually isn't necessarily fake because I told Claire about this. Maybe I told you about it or maybe you read it because it was on Reddit a little while. A little while ago. Wait a minute. Is that where that name comes from?
What?
Like, I read it.
I think so, yeah.
Oh, my God.
You never realized that?
It blew my own mind.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, anyway. I thought you, like, knew that, and that's why you said it.
Like literally see the light bulb. I'm like, Reddit.
Boom.
Anyway, this, like, girl, I guess, did one of these tests, and because of it, like, her doctor or insurance was notified or something, because it was like, you might have a pre-existing condition for heart disease or something. And because of that... her insurance rate spiked.
Yeah, see, and that's what I think they do.
And
they,
so, like, it would have been cheaper for her to not know.
Yeah, it's just a scam. It's literally just a scam to either, one, this is the real unrealistic one, to make clones of humans and, like, use them for war or something. I don't know. Or, like, use them as spies, dude. I don't know. You don't know what they're capable of. I mean, you heard what Bob saw.
Have you seen the movie, I don't remember... Enemy? I think it's just called Enemy.
Enemy, no.
And it has Jake Gyllenhaal?
No.
I mean, he's known for doing these weird roles, which I think is great. I like that he has, like, his shoehorn or whatever is just weird roles.
Like Nightcrawler. Cool
because it's very diverse.
Yeah.
He always does, like, out of the box, but, like, it seems like it challenges him and he likes that. Mm-hmm. But anyway, it's on Netflix. I think it's called Enemy. It's like a thriller movie. But it's him, and one day he finds someone that looks exactly like him.
like the same name and everything. Really? And he's like, wow. And so the whole movie is about him finding himself. Like, yeah, like essentially this other guy that is exactly him in this world, in his city, like where he lives. And you have to see how it all plays out. But that's what they could be doing. Cloning you, sending you out somewhere, you know.
It's just weird. I don't like it. Like, and I was going to do it until like I read something like that. And I was like, but then
they're going to clone you.
I'm like sketchy, like even putting my credit card information or like when I'm doing my tax stuff, like putting my social security card into like a document, like that stuff freaks me out. Let alone sending my saliva, DNA, my personal like being, me, to some company I have no idea anything about other than you're 50% Colombian, Robert. Like, oh, wow, thanks. My family's from Colombia. Thank you. I needed to know that. Like, what?
Have you ever done one of those, Blue?
No. Good. I mean, the results are probably clean. Not going to be particularly interesting. It's like, hey, exactly. You have, man, look at all your, man, there's a lot of native in you from Mexico. Oh, that's crazy. Also, half of you is from fucking Spain. That's nuts.
Is that really, is that your background? Like Mexico and Spain?
Yeah. Well, I mean, Spain kind of did some crazy shit back in the day, cafe. So most people in Mexico are part Spanish.
Oh, was that the Spanish Inquisition or whatever?
It wasn't nice.
Yeah, they had guns and Mexico didn't.
Yeah.
So it was just water. You never heard of that?
I think I've heard vaguely of it, but I don't know much about it.
Just like when the Spaniards and
TLDR.
They had guns and horses.
Columbus came in and he was a lot nicer than the Spanish word to the natives of Mexico.
Oh, okay. Conquistadors. See, I've heard that, yeah. Okay, well, that's unfortunate. But yeah.
But like, and then my mom did it too. And then my mom was like, we're British and we're Colombian. Or like, and like, she's like, you'll probably be like Colombian and British. I was like, okay, mom, I like, why do I need to do the test now? I was like, now I know. Like, it's not going to change any different drastically from mine to yours unless there's something I don't know about.
There's nothing interesting on my end. But you're white. Because like,
100% white.
The problem is, like, my dad's side, we know nothing about. I've met almost none of his family. I don't know any of that. We have no relatives that we talk to. Yeah. He lives a bad time with his family. So we don't associate with them. But then my mom's family, are all in Georgia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All in a small town. And my Mimi, she knows, like, she's kept records. She has stuff and has backtracked and gone through things. She's like her own
thesaurus.
What's that tree? Website or whatever?
Family tree.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. She does that herself, and she can date back somewhere like 1700s or 1600s.
Jeez.
Something like that. Like, she knows, like, which ships we came over on. Same. All this kind of stuff. Yeah, it's crazy. So I know, like, a lot of German.
So
nothing really exciting.
So you call one of your grandmas Mimi, too.
Mm-hmm.
When you first saw the term meme, did you pronounce it Mimi, too? Because I remember when I first saw the term meme, I called a meme Mimi. I'm not kidding you, for, like, the first 2 years of, like, my middle school life.
You know, I don't think I ever did because I think I'd heard the word
because
I never, now that you say it, I don't know why I wouldn't have thought that, but no, I never.
Yeah, I did because it was when I took a picture with my Mimi when I was visiting Oklahoma and she has like, I didn't even see it. She has this plaque that says, all the blessed people in my life call me Mimi. And then everyone in the comments was like, everyone calls me meme. Nice.
Nice.
It's like, God. But yeah, I used to call memes Mimi for the longest time. Like on Funny Junk when I was like just grinding on that website trying to get front page. Because it was like a pseudo Reddit, but like not Reddit.
I know what you're talking about.
Oh, you know Funny Junk?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's funny that you were trying to get
front page. I got front page twice.
Oh, wow.
Yep. Repost.
Oh, yeah. I'm so proud of you.
Dogs at War. You can look it up. My Funny Junk account is RyBV. Anybody can see it.
I got like 2,000 reposts or whatever you call them on Tumblr once.
Did you really?
Yeah.
What was
I remember. What was his name?
You went viral.
He was kind of a strange fellow in high school. But he came up to me. He's like, "Dude, I saw your Tumblr."
What?
Yeah. I was like, "Wait, what?" He's like, "Yeah, I saw it." He's like, "You got like 2,000 reposts." I was like, "Yeah, I guess." Because it was like 6,000 notes total or whatever Tumblr called it.
I never did
Tumblr.
He's
like, dude, I've been on Tumblr for like years and I've only gotten like 20. I'm like, oh.
Get owned.
Cool. I was like, yeah.
Why did you have a Tumblr?
I don't know. Because I think at the time, Legend of Korra had come out, and I just like looking at fan art.
Uh-huh.
So I did mine. Mine was...
What kind of Korra fan art are we looking at?
No, sorry. I was... Come on, man.
I mean, it's Tumblr, though, back in the day.
Yeah, but back in the... I didn't even know where to find it inside of Tumblr.
Yeah.
It was like just regular fan art.
Mm-hmm.
And I did... Because... What do they call it? The bending matches?
Bending matches?
Yeah.
Like when they fight each other? Blue.
Yeah. What's in season one, remember in Korra, they're doing the...
Pro bending.
Yeah, pro bending. So what I did was I just took like a still screen from an episode and I just mocked up as if it was like an ESPN of like sport.
Oh.
So I did like a scoreboard and like the teams and everything.
Oh.
So I just did that for fun. Like, cause I just.
So it wasn't a repost. This was.
Original content. Yeah. No repost here. But I did that and yeah, people liked it, I guess.
Nice.
But yeah, I just remember because I didn't think it was a big deal. And then some kid, random kid, I guess knew my account too. I don't know how.
Yeah. What was your account name? Like it wasn't.
I don't even remember. What was it? I don't know. But yeah, he's like, dude, you got like so much. And I was like, yeah, I guess. That's how internet points always felt to me. Like people like wanting Reddit karma. Like,
yeah.
Like, what is it?
My Deku tattoo got like 4-5K upvotes on the My Hero subreddit.
Yeah, it beats my Tumblr. I'm sorry.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you.
So that is Rob's conspiracy. Yeah. He's never going to get a DNA test.
Ever. Never. Ever. I have like my fingerprints. I did like, my dad made me do something with my fingerprints when I was like 6 or something. It must have been important.
Monka?
Yeah, it must have been important. I don't really remember. I just remember some guy like taking my
fingers. If we've learned anything about Attack on Titan, what did he really do?
I don't know. He maybe erased my memories.
Spoiler, who knows? Though. Blue, your conspiracy.
Yeah, I was going to say Blue's.
It's not really like a...
Oh, we'll make it a conspiracy.
It probably has more base behind it than mine.
No, it's not that it's not a conspiracy. It's just that... Okay, so I can pick a favorite one, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, sure.
It doesn't have to
be
like...
What do you think is the most plausible, I guess?
Yeah, just like when someone says like...
Conspiracy.
What's a conspiracy? Yeah, conspiracy. It's like the first thing you think of.
Well, okay, so my personal favorite, right? And I guess I could do like a plausible one later that I think is like probably true. My personal favorite back in the day when I was still in high school, even middle school, oh my God, when they were... Yeah, it was middle school. I would always read up on some science crap. And I don't know why. I was so interested in science back then.
Well, imagine knowledge and wanting to learn.
There was this
couldn't be me.
The thing called the Large Hadron Collider. You guys remember that?
Yeah,
you know what that
of course.
Is?
Yes, mm-hmm.
It's basically a big machine that smashes particles together to learn more about them.
Yes,
everyone was scared of it.
Yeah, in the web back then, the running conspiracy was that there's so much misinformation because the people at CERN talked about how they would be testing out like every particle they could think of. They would be trying to make like, you know, small microscopic tiny black holes, right?
Element 115.
And this freaked everybody out. So everyone started talking about how if this Large Hadron Collider actually gets built and works, it risks the entire world being destroyed by this thing because it has the power to create black holes.
What?
Mind you, literally microscopic black holes.
Really?
Yeah, and people would talk about how because it would have a lot of issues being built. It kept on getting delayed, the finish, and people started talking about how what if this thing is so dangerous that a time traveler is literally coming back in time, trying to make sure this thing doesn't get built because it'll destroy the world the second it gets turned on.
Really,
I didn't hear the time traveler part.
Did they turn
it
on?
Oh, you didn't hear the time traveler part?
No, I remember like the black hole and everyone freaking out because like the thing was like, if it creates a black hole, we'll just die instantly. Like everything will just be instantaneous.
Sweet.
I remember that, but I don't remember that time traveler. That's interesting.
People started making these crazy conspiracy theories. And then there was even like a found footage video like in 2016, I think it was like 2016. It turned out obviously being a prank and fake. It was about how people were like doing like some cultist ritual near a site near the CERN Hadron Collider. And it was like some satanic ritual about like making a sacrifice or something. So for me, the conspiracy was like, oh, okay. Black hole, crazy. Ooh, time traveler. Ooh. But in crazy conspiracy theory, you know, like religious cult websites, like I guess not religious cult, but just highly religious people who were like, they actually thought that CERN was trying to create the Hadron Collider to create a portal to hell and summon the Antichrist.
All right, maybe mine had a little bit more basis behind it.
Yeah. This is obviously, nothing about this is plausible, because literally all the Hadron Collider for is smashing particles together to learn more about them.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Okay, so you said if we turn it on, people thought this would happen, right? Did we turn it on?
Absolutely. Okay, that's how so we learned about the God particle, the Higgs boson.
Mm-hmm. So what do they do with that? They just throw like, here's a hydrogen, here's a carbon. Right? You said they throw particles at each other. So like, here's a hydrogen, here's a carbon.
Well, I mean, it's quite literally a particle collider. It's just throwing particles together, seeing what happens, discovering like the product of smashing different particles together and all that good stuff.
I guess
seeing the effects different particles have on each other.
They're elements.
And the only way to do it is by having a very specific thing like the collider, which will allow you to do stuff that obviously you can't just do like in a normal lab.
Yeah. I just don't get it. It's so crazy that that's even like a thing.
That's
like,
crazy science that even I don't understand. But it was fascinating to me as a kid.
Like, hey, do you guys want to like build something that just throws things at each other really, really fast that can like, I don't know, maybe make a black hole? Oh my god, it's just a giant tube.
Yeah,
it's 100%. It's a very, very long giant tube.
Where is this?
It's in Switzerland, right? Something like that.
It's somewhere in Europe, I believe.
So, but which is your favorite conspiracy, Blue?
That was my favorite.
That was his favorite. Oh, so, what's the most plausible?
My one that I think is most plausible is kind of similar to Rob's DNA test. Is Facebook or whoever, all those face apps, whoever. You know, the ones that like, they're like, take a picture and you can
see yourself. Oh, or it's like, should make yourself old.
And it's all like Chinese and Russian governments or companies behind them all.
Yeah, that conspiracy theory is the one that is the most plausible to me in how they're basically just trying to get an updated archive almost of what everyone is at this current point in time. And I see that as plausible because if you guys have ever seen like all these deep fake things now where they can put your face to a video and it's not actually what you're saying. It's not even you. But if someone saw that in like a low quality video image, they would think, oh my god, and like Rob's saying some crazy shit like the world's gonna end in 2020. Rob's freaking out.
I watched this thing on Reddit and it was these deep fake scientists or whatever, the people who like just try and learn more about it. They took like Nixon's failed Apollo mission speech and actually made Nixon's like mouth move to it and his voice and everything.
It's crazy what they can already do.
It's like that was like in the 70s. Like, what can you do with like an HD like footage like this? Can you really make me say whatever I want? Weird. And by the way, Blue, that's not a conspiracy, bro. That's a fact that you just said. Yeah.
It still is a conspiracy because we don't know.
Like the celebrity lookalikes
and face app and all that stuff.
Yeah, well, and then it sucks too because then like I'm like, I'm not doing that shit. I'm not gonna have the Russian people. And then the people on our Reddit subpage put our pictures in, and then it doesn't. I'm like, well, never mind. I'm in the database.
The point
now.
Is
Thanks.
The fact that Rob said that is a fact. That is my personal most plausible conspiracy theory. Yeah. I think these face apps are 100% with the intention of archiving people's faces
for sure.
And you can use it. I mean, people's faces nowadays, if you get enough of a sample of their faces through pictures, you could. It's scary how much you could do with them now.
Screw me. I had a.
I was like, it's leading right into you.
I had a side thought there that I just like totally lost.
Oh, what was the
side? Oh, there was this Reddit post about like, because you're talking about like deepfakes, right?
Uh-huh.
Like, soon enough, you're not going to be able to really trust any media, right? Because at some point, you had to look after Photoshop. And now you have people like literally learning these deepfakes to look for deepfakes and stuff.
Yeah.
But then they're getting better. And so it's like this endless thing, right? So the Reddit thread, though, was like, if you could send any Photoshopped image back to like 1700s to just mess with people, like what would you send? And at the time, I think the number one post was the astronaut suit with the sloth.
Oh,
like send that back and make them think that happened.
That's what we become.
Yeah, but it'd be funny to think like they didn't know Photoshop. They'd be like, oh my god.
Yeah, like there's a sloth that went to space.
Yeah, well, I don't even know if they would pick up on the astronaut suit or anything, but that's not important.
Just a giant. I mean, they'd probably think it was an alien from another world or something.
But yeah, they'd just be like, wait, what? Just send something back to troll people. They literally didn't know Photoshop. Because you got to think, too, there was a time where that wasn't widely known and people didn't realize you could photo, like, edit photos.
Yeah.
Can't trust anything.
My favorite theory, though, is the world is flat. I think those people are so funny that actually like think that the world is flat.
That Netflix movie?
Dude, we're in that. Like, the Fort Collins place that I used go to, the comic book store, it like is in there. It's called like Griffin Comic Books. I used to go in there. It's where I bought your Heisenberg gift.
Oh, really?
Was at Griffin Comic Books. And they had that flat earth meeting there. Where, like, he goes and, like, meets.
You're supporting flat earthers?
I guess. I was shocked. I was laughing so hard. I was like, that's right down the street. I was like, maybe a block and a half.
I just like, love the clip from that documentary, though, at the end where they're trying to prove it. They're like, all right, well, if the earth is flat and, like, with this, I think it's like they have, like, the laser or whatever, like a red dot pointer.
Yeah.
And they're like, all right, if we go, like, through this hole, it should line up, like, a couple miles out, like, right here.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's not, then like gravity and curvature or whatever, the light will appear below.
Yeah.
They're like, that's not going to happen. Remember they like turned it on or whatever?
Yeah.
And it's below the hole and there's like.
He's like, hey, Jerry, where is it? And he's like, it's like below the hole. And he's like, are you sure? And he's like, yeah. And then like in the credits, it like talks about how like they debunk how like their experiment was failed and stuff and like didn't work.
That's so funny.
I love that. Yeah, I would recommend watching that if you haven't seen that conspiracy list.
My conspiracy.
Yeah, I'm interested.
Jar Jar Binks is the Sith Lord.
Oh, that is a fact. That yes. Yes, I love it. Yes. Yes, yes, yeah. Again, not a conspiracy, Christian. That's a
sorry.
Fact.
That's just a fact. Or at least that's the conspiracy I need to believe to
make him a relevant
character. To make Jar Jar Binks make sense. There's a YouTube video out there that's like an hour long or whatever that goes through like all the proof for like, this is why Jar Jar Binks, like him acting clumsy, but it's perfectly like avoiding everything. It's like his, drunken kung fu or whatever, drunken fist. It's what Lee Sin uses. Or not Lee Sin, Rock Lee. Lee Sin's from League, but Rock Lee and Naruto does like the drunken fist and stuff. That's what they're saying. Like he's so powerful and he does all this kind of stuff.
And then, like, when he, like, jumps into the river, he, like, jumps super high up, does, like, two front flips, and then, like, dives right in. And then there's what was the one that I really liked? There's one scene where he's, like, talking to somebody, and you see Jar Jar in the back kind of go like that.
Yeah.
And so people are thinking, like, he, like, changes Queen Amidala's, like, he's, like, controlling Amidala, like, with the kind of... And then another one that I like that proves your theory is... If you look up like George Lucas reacts to episode one, he's like watching the movie and it goes up to him really close and he's like, I think I might have gone too far in a couple places.
And oh so my God. That's honestly one of my favorite moments I've ever watched a movie.
I think like that's where he felt like he went too far in some places. I think you're right. That is 100% a fact.
I remember though, one of my uncles, this was a while ago, but he was like, found himself, he was like a user of like one of those weird dark forums that are like conspiracy theorists and stuff. Mm. And he was set and he was telling everyone like chemtrails. They're like, they're poisoning us and all this kind of stuff.
Oh my God, the chemtrails one is jeez. Yeah.
And he was like, but like,
it's one of the most popular
I didn't actually
ones
realize. But he was like, he Prince, was like, fully believed
chemtrails
it.
Were a thing.
One of my favorites is also the moon landings were faked.
Yeah, I thought that was a little too controversial to bring up, maybe, but yeah.
I think it's just funny.
It's not that like I believe it, but there's also like I see.
I don't believe it, but
I see a lot of but I do see like where they're coming from. There are some really weird things that are involved with the moon landing. I think it was a lot of propaganda too, like a political kind of thing to beat Russia.
Oh,
yeah, 100%. Cold War,
100%.
And that's like more so why I kind of believe it, I think, because it didn't really accomplish anything. It was more so just to prove that we were a higher superpower.
Yeah, it was actually a really dumb reason why I went to the moon.
Yeah, it had no.
We literally just wanted to flex.
Really, yes, we went up there and went, what up?
But like, that's what everyone talks about, though. Like, look at what, just get the public behind it and look at what we can achieve in such a small window. But now we won't give like NASA and stuff like the slightest of money or attention or.
Yeah,
like we could be doing.
I mean, we got
so
Space
much
Force
more cool
now.
Stuff. Yeah, oh my, Space Force. This though says the smoking gun film of Aldrin planting a waving American flag on the moon, which critics say proves that he was not in space. The flag's movement, they say, clearly shows the presence of wind, which is impossible in a vacuum. NASA says Aldrin was twisting the flagpole to get the moon soil, which caused the flag to move. And never mind that astronauts have brought back hundreds of independently verified moon rocks.
Yeah.
And then you also can't
prove, because you know you can't just go to the moon and like prove that.
It's the same one as like how you like flat earthers. Yeah. I just like, really? Like this is what you're like,
yeah, this is
putting
you're
all your energy to? I'm like, yeah. It was fake, man. It's just, I mean, there are some like crazy ones here. A lot of controversial ones.
I also like the DIA conspiracy. For those who don't know, it's like the Denver International Airport was built specifically for when the New World Order happens. All the rich, powerful people will converge to Denver. If there's ever like a nuclear holocaust or like anything like that, they will converge to Denver International Airport. And there are underground bunkers and tunnels within that airport that will be able to support some people. There's a thing that like the Queen of England owns land like right over by the Denver International Airport. Why does she own land here? I don't know.
Why would she? Why would she need that?
Well, but then my dad is a mechanic at CIA.
And he's like 100%, dude.
He's like, bah humbug. Like there's nothing down there.
Well, they don't want him to know. He doesn't know because he's they don't want him there. To. He's been down where he thinks it ends.
But the weird thing is like when you look at who commissioned that airport, there's a plaque in the airport. Next time you go tomorrow, you should look for it. It's it says this airport was commissioned by the new flying order or something like that. The new fly order or something like that. That organization doesn't exist. The logo that like is for like the New World Order or whatever they put their name as.
New World Order.
It looks like the Freemason logo. So what they're saying it has to do something with like the Freemasons too.
Actually, so glad. This actually segues really well into this one.
Oh.
Secret societies control the world.
Yeah.
And I'll read this whole segment and then...
Like Illuminati.
Yeah, and then we can see what we think. If you were really a member of the global elite, you know this already. The world is ruled by... God, I can't speak. The world is ruled by a powerful, secretive few. Many of the rest of us peons have heard that in 2004, both candidates for the White House were members of Yale University's secretive Skull and Bones Society, many of whose members have risen to powerful positions. But Skulls and Bones is small potatoes compared with the mysterious cabals that occupy virtually every seat of power, from the corridors of the government to the boardrooms of Wall Street. Take the Illuminati, a sect said to have originated in 18th century Germany, and which is allegedly responsible for the pyramid and eye symbol adorning the $1 bill. They intend to foment world wars to strengthen the argument for the creation of a worldwide government, which would, of course, be satanic in nature. Or consider the Freemasons, who tout their group as the oldest and largest worldwide fraternity, and boast alumni like George Washington. Some think that despite donating heaps of cash to charity, they're secretly plotting your undoing at Masonic temples across the world. Or maybe, some theorize, the guys pulling the strings aren't concealed in shadow at all. They might be the intelligentsia, I don't know if I said that right, on the Council on Foreign Relations, a cater of policy wonks who allegedly count their aims as publishing an erudite bimonthly journal and establishing a unified world government, not necessarily in that order.
Well, did you ever watch House of Cards?
Only season one.
Oh.
I know. I've always meant to. But now that I know
kind of spoilerish, but kind of not? I mean, do you plan on watching it?
Eventually.
Okay. Then I won't say anything. Okay. It's very cool, though. It kind of hints at that. And Frank Underwood is like.
The only thing, though, that like bummed me about wanting to re-binge it, though, is the whole, what's his real name? Kevin Spacey? Yeah. With his whole thing and then him getting kicked out for the last season and then it having to change. Mm-hmm. Like, so that kind of ruins it for me.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like telling someone to watch Game of Thrones now, knowing the last season, right? Like, some people would be like,
why?
Do you want to invest if you know that the ending is so contentious or like not exactly what it was supposed to be?
Or he's just like a weirdo in real life too.
Yeah. Yeah, it makes it all the difference.
Yeah.
Those are some fun conspiracies, aren't they?
I would love to think that the Illuminati's real. I would. I just don't think business people and people with all that money just have that time. I really don't.
Maybe that's all they have, all the time they have.
I guess. I really just don't think that the world's powerful would really just, I don't know, have a secret meeting and
I hope one day some random person comes up and invites me something like that. I'd be like, wow, I'm important.
Would you like tell?
I don't know. I'd have to go and see what it is, you know? Who knows? Maybe I'm in one right now. You wouldn't know.
Mr. Fruit and the Illuminati?
I'm not saying no, but I'm not saying yes.
That would be really cool. I'd be really happy for you.
You made it,
dude. I'd be really happy for you.
Yeah, me and Rihanna, we just like besties now. Rihanna. Oh, it goes so deep, man. You wouldn't even understand.
You don't even understand who's there.
I was about to say something, but that'd be too controversial. So I'm not even going to bother. With that, that concludes our Christmas / conspiracy episode.
Not yet.
Oh.
Patreon questions.
Oh, right. We have some Patreon questions.
Come on, Mr. Fruit.
What am I doing?
Okay. What are you doing?
Maybe I'm the conspiracy.
Is that what you're pointing me at for?
Yeah.
Okay. This one comes from Jelly. I didn't really want to ask this one, but I'm going to ask it because it's pretty personal. Do you wipe standing or sitting down? There are two groups of people who go to the bathroom and wipe while sitting and others that get up and then wipe. I will say I am a get up and wipe.
Same.
I don't sit down.
I'm definitely the same. I feel like I can't get everything if I just sit down.
Well, I just think
you can't get the right angle.
Like, just weird.
Plus, it's weird. And like
it's easier to go this way than it is.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm definitely stand up.
Yeah, I'm a stand up guy as well. I'm glad to hear you guys also stand up.
Hey, we're literal stands. Let's go.
You know when people say like, "Hey, he's a stand up guy," that's what they actually mean.
Yeah. That's incredibly personal. How do you know that?
This one is from Gabe. Gabe asks us, "What TV show that you love do you think is underrated or underappreciated?"
I hate these questions. I'm so bad on the spot.
Yeah,
I think I have a show for you. But like a certain cult following, but you like it a lot. The Firefly show.
Oh my God.
I would say that's probably your like shows.
For sure. But I think the problem too is it just never had a chance. Fox aired the episodes in the wrong order. Like it was a whole, like there must be some conspiracy to like have it shut down because the way it went about, criminal. It was such a good show. I love my boy Nathan. I guess that counts.
I would probably, I don't know if it's underrated or people would say it's underrated. Maybe people didn't give it a chance. I liked, Workaholics.
I haven't really seen much, but I know a lot of people.
Yeah. It's a really funny show. If like people just give it a chance, it's hilarious, which I don't think a lot of people did give it a chance. I mean, it had a lot of seasons, so I mean, it had a following and was successful.
Enough to make money.
Yeah. It was successful. So I don't know if it was underrated, but I just know a lot of people haven't seen it. So that would probably be mine. What about you, Blue?
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh.
This Fruit, cover your ears.
Oh, no.
Oh, what is it?
You already know.
Korra?
I'm sorry.
What is it?
Legend of Korra is super underrated, okay? So underrated, especially when looking back. That show has aged so well. All right. Look, season two, we can forget season two. That's fine. Season two was really bad. Season two was very bad.
That was a mess.
But season one was really good.
Super good.
Season two was bad. Season three, the best season of any Avatar I've ever watched.
That's a hot take.
I'll die on that cross. Season three, Legend of Korra is the best Avatar season. Season four was also pretty good, but season three alone makes Legend of Korra an extremely underrated.
I'm gonna have to rewatch it again soon.
I love season three. Season three was perfect. Maybe I'll give it a shot.
This one is from Joel Johnson. If you could bring any anime character to life and spend the day with them, who would you pick? I would probably pick Levi from Attack on Titan.
Oh, Captain Levi.
I think he's one really cool, and he could teach me how to use the OEM. What's it called? I would love to learn how to use that. I think that stuff is so cool, and he's like the best with it. I don't think there's any better Titan Slayer than him.
Nah, he the one.
Yeah, he's the best. Or All Might, one of the two.
All Might. Yeah,
just skinny All Might, though. Not buff All Might.
I would choose All Might because I would make him give me his hair.
You just want the...
He wouldn't
or do you
just
want
give
the down
no.
hair
for all, though.
Yeah. No.
Oh,
yeah.
I would like to eat.
I would prove to myself that in this universe, we need a one for all, and I'm that guy.
Yeah.
And if I don't think that's possible, then I'll get all for one, and then I'll make him...
You'll be his...
Yeah, I'll be like, yo, bro. I'll just be like, just give me a couple. Like, you know, those some of the ones you don't really just pay them to me.
Pass a couple
bro.
Of those quirks my way, dog.
Yeah, come on now, bro.
Not the bad ones though, just the good ones.
But like, come on, you know, come on, bro.
What about you, Blue? Any anime character?
What anime character would I want to meet IRL?
Kick it with
him. I don't know.
Because see, I'm just thinking of it like, what's what somebody I could get here? Yeah, to gain. Not like, yo, what's up, dude? Like, cool to meet you. I'd be like,
what can I get?
What can you do for me? Yeah. Huh?
Where's the gobble goo?
See, I wouldn't. I would feel bad just bringing an anime character in the real world just to get something from them.
Nah.
See,
I'm trying to think of like an anime character I would just want to chill with. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean
just
that's
be homies with.
That's why I picked Levi. I think he'd be pretty tight. He seems cool. Doesn't put up with shit.
Yeah, I'm bringing the entire Samurai Champloo cast in. That's what
ooh.
I'm doing. We're chilling with the boys. That's what I'm
so
doing.
So like the edge of a samurai sword. That's the best like anime. Yeah, probably.
I'm bringing him in the real world and just chilling with him, doing some crazy.
I
knew
that's the next
shit.
Anime I plan on watching. Actually,
Samurai. Oh my god, Samurai Champloo is amazing.
I guess I'm just nefarious and a horrible person.
I don't know. I understand why you would be like, oh, yo, oh, if I brought this anime character like, in, I would get so much.
But All Might has to want to give it to you.
Yeah, as I said, I proved myself.
Oh, okay.
Because, like, I know if you eat his hair and he doesn't want you to, you won't get it.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, I don't know.
Give me that.
Nom, 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 nom. So, yeah. Have to be it.
That was it for the questions.
Apologies for the Patreon questions. I didn't mean to cut you off.
All good. We got there.
Why would you do that, Mr. Fruit?
Apologies because I have to end this podcast.
Oh,
I know.
No. Oh,
I know.
But we like came back and
I
now
know,
we got it.
Now
oh.
we got to go.
We got to end
now
it
we
again.
We got to go. Yep.
Roller coaster.
You guys can find me at twitch.tv/RabbyV, instagram.com/RabbyV, and twitter.com/RabbyV. Do that plug.
Blue, where can they find you?
Hey guys, name's Blue Weslow, and you can find me everywhere at Blue Weslow.
Tight.
Mr. Fruit, search that. Hopefully you'll find me. We love you all. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Have a happy holidays. Be safe.
Have fun.
Enjoy time doing whatever you are.
Tell your mom
family,
I said hi.
Friends. Okay, that's unnecessary.
Leave the stove on.
It's unnecessary. She's sleeping with Santa, by the way. See you in the next one. Bye. Oh.